small child.
You're probably pretty attached to him now, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. He's hard to keep clean, though. You know, he stays in the house and he wallows around on the floor, and then he has a bad habit of licking himself, and that slobber turns him brown.
Do you trim him yourself, or do you have to take him in to help?
I take him out about 5 to 6 weeks. I take him every clip.
Mm-hmm.
That's gotten pretty expensive now. $9.50.
$9.50?
Clipping and bathing.
Gotcha.
And then they don't dip them. They just bathe them and clip them. It's pretty, but to me, it don't really make no difference. But because after all, all my life I was just saved, trying to, have something for my son. My wife and I work to try to have something for our son when he leave him so he can do it. But he's got a pretty good job. He's still home. He's 34 years old.
Does he live here in Houston?
Oh, yeah. He lives here with me. He was born right across the street over that little... We live in that little house right across the street where my sister-in-law lives. He's never been anywhere else. One time he went off to a trade school for a few weeks, and that's about all.
Mm-hmm.
And outside of that, he's been here in Houston ever since. The only time I got out of Texas was when I was young, was when I went to sea,
mm-hmm.
Merchant Marine. And I was after my, later on, I started going to Dallas, and
mm-hmm.
Fort Worth, San Antonio. I did drive a truck for quite a while during the Depression back in 1933. I had to quit painting.
What kind of truck did you?
Freight truck.
Mm.
Freight line.
Where did you drive to?
From here to San Antonio. I was on a Class A run from here to San Antonio back.
What's the
San Antonio.
Yeah.
That's all the general cargo.
Mm.
Just like all these freight lines. Of course, some freight lines have one specific item they all, but
mm-hmm.
the general cargo was what I was worth hauling.
That would have been before they had any of the highways built.
Oh, we had roads. We didn't have highways. And those highways were just they did roads. They weren't too good, they were paved, topped and all that, but they weren't nothing like these super highways we got now. These guys got a gravy train now. They get behind there, and they got power for everything, from brakes to
mm-hmm.
steering. Well, boy, I had everything manual
mm-hmm.
on them trucks, and then they'd overload them, and believe you me, you'd had... It was just a toss-up whether you're going to make it or not. One time I run into a bunch of mules. I didn't hit any of them, but boy, I'll tell you one thing. It was pretty close. I couldn't slow down, because if I slowed down, I couldn't have made that hill going up the hill the other way. It was an old truck I had. It was just... there's a lot of pickups now that would have had it, that could haul more than what them trucks haul. Only a ton and a half truck.
Gosh. Yeah. How long would it take you to get from here to San Antonio?
Oh, about six and a half, seven hours.
Gosh,
that's just 200 miles. At that time it was 220 miles, because I had to go through Gonzales
mm-hmm.
instead of